Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chaf, and we're learning Siman Beis. So in Siman Beis, the Chayyadim introduces an idea that actual Eish is not necessary for the process of Bishul. We already introduced that you need heat. You might think that the Iker Din of Bishul requires that there should be Eish. Because the way it was done in the Mishkan was the fire. It was what was causing the change in the dye, the process of the dye, taking out the dye from the salmonim, from these various different herbs that they were using, and passing it into the water and into the materials which are being dyed. So you might think that maybe the malacha of Bishul requires actual esh. So he points out that that's not true. Afilo lebisho ala esh mamish, albedaber shem niskamim mina esh, b'tanur b'chiyotzibay. Person cooks not on the fire, but on something which has been heated on the fire. So that's referred to as toldus ha'or. Ha'or is the ha'or is the fire, and this is the told of that. It's something which was derived from that. So cooking a toldus or is also going to be chayv. Filo kachimim beged eitzel ha'esh, mitzola be'yo, chayv kilu bishel alo esh mamish. So something which cooks very easily, for example, an egg, theoretically it's possible to take a garment, heat it up over the fire, and then use this hot beged to quickly fry an egg before it loses its heat. That would sound to us as being not something which could be chayav, because you can't cook on a hot garment. Well, apparently you could. For this food, you can cook at least to the point of Michael Ben Trusoy, maybe more, on the hot garment. So therefore, he says, "Tfichacham neich peris emayim al tanner." Abesecha kachol la'achar shesiku benisbash v'shom is chayav. You have it. Hot metal, or hot their ovens were made out of a ceramic, a thick ceramic, which got very hot from the fire. So even if the fire has died down, and the fire is no longer there, even if the fire is not really what's jet passing the heat to the food which you're putting on the surface, but the heated surface is something which was generated by the fire, and that will be able to do the mice of Bishul. So a person has to be careful with that, putting these things on this hot metal, etc. A few places where this is going to play out, or the most important places are going to play out, is in the concept of a klirishon, which he's going to say in the next siman. So the halacha differentiates between different steps of vessels of kelim, which are used in the cooking process. The kelim, which is directly on the fire, is kli rishon. It's the first kli. It's the kli which is on the fire. And so the Yerushalmi holds when you take a kli rishon off of the fire, and it's no longer on a fire, and you take something, you put it in the kli rishon, a pot of hot sauce, hot water, that's the kli rishon, and you can put things in it and they can cook. They will actually cook. But it's not a person not going to be chayav for Bishul on Shabbos, according to Yerushalmi, because he did not cook on the Eish. He only chayav when he cooks in the water, which is on the Eish. So there's a constant renewal of this fire doing it. So that's the kli rishon, which is mevashel. You have a pot on the stove, and there's a fire underneath, and you put food, you put water boiling, and then you throw in some potatoes, and the potatoes are boiled. It's the water which is doing it, but the water is directly on a heat source. But if you take an egg, heat up the water, take the pot off the fire, and put an egg in, so you're cooking the egg in the hot water, and it will cook it. But the person is not kind of permission, according to Yerushalmi. The Bava says that's incorrect. The kli rishon, even if you took it off of the fire, is still mevashel. Mina reis is considered bishul. Kli rishon, not on the fire, it's a toldus Ha'or. It's not fire anymore. There's no fire there anymore. It's something which was, it got its heat from the fire, and a person is going to be chayiv for cooking in a klirishon, even when it's off of the fire. So to understand that concept, the Chayyadim introduced this concept of din of a tolda. The tolda is going to be imavashal. If it's effective in being imavashal, a person would be chayiv, meet a raisa for doing so. Have a good day.